16.
As a child, my favorite toys were Legos, little blocks of plastic that I could build whatever I imagined with. As a parent, those fucking things were the bane of my feet. Pity they don't make them anymore. I'm sure the grandkids would have loved them.
Charles strongly felt that someone somewhere was messing with him. Messing with him in the form of a ghostly apparition of a young woman with sharpened teeth and sunken eyes that was quite suddenly screaming into his face. "Unknown Banshee, level 32. While the scream didn't seem to hurt him as far as the game was concerned, it hurt him in a completely different way. The floating ghostly woman was the very antithesis of everything Charles wanted at the moment. She was loud, screeching in his face, entirely too close to him, and worst of all, there. He'd been traveling with other folks entirely too long. The few hours he got by himself yesterday seemed like a blissful dream. And she was in his cabin. Charles didn't even realize he did it before his baton was in his hand and striking the side of its head. For a moment, he had feared the way he could see through her entire body would mean that his magical stick would go right through her. The ghost crumpled to the ground and then sank into the worn floorboards. Charles was watching the floorboards cautiously, waiting for the woman to float back up through it, when he heard the adventurers behind him yelling. The sounds faded in as he figured out that he must have been temporarily deaf. He considered seeing what they wanted, but figured he'd rather look around the shack. He had traveled a long way to get here. The cabin was barely the size of two small rooms on the inside, maybe 8 feet wide and 8 feet deep if you counted the dark hole where several floorboards were missing in the center of the room. What was left of a rotten wooden bed was in the far left corner, and in the process of slowly collapsing on itself, a work that likely would take years. On the right side of the room was a fireplace, the stones dusty and the mortar around them sporting dangerous-looking cracks. Past that fireplace, the dried husk of a woman lay caught underneath a cabinet, her left arm outstretched as if she was still crying for help. Charles couldn't help but frown at the body.
"I need to get one of the kids to clean this up before they take off, though I doubt any of them have ever done any cleaning in real life. Not like when I was growing up. I had more chores than I had friends."
"Hey, old man!"
Red Baron shouted and waved his arms.
"What do you want?"
Charles called back.
"I'm getting tired of being called an old man. This kid could have asked my name at some point."
We finished walking you to your cabin, right?"
Red asked, looking a little nervous.
"For how short and muscular the fella is, being nervous makes him look like a teenager on a prom date."
Charles didn't answer him right away. In his mind, he was debating the usefulness of getting them to clean up the cabin against the annoyance of being around them.
"And, yep, they need to leave."
With a nod of his head, he agreed, both to answer the question and to the decision they should leave, several young people glowing yellow as they leveled up.
"I probably should give them something, so when I tell them to go away, they do it. Maybe I can give them a quest to leave me alone? I doubt that would take."
With a wave of his hand, he called them closer.
"Young people, thank you for what you have done for me. I wanted to give each of you something special."
They crowded around, but when Charles opened his inventory for the first time in a while, it was stock full of random things the system had given him as rewards for quests he had issued. To make matters worse, he had forgotten how to close the inventory screen so he could barely see beyond it. It just floated there in the center of his vision as he looked left and right. Knowing that he was standing before some expecting people only put a greater damper on his mood.
"Damn it, I did this to myself.